Welcome to the lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the Sultan of Safeties, the guy, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game in the same period, and the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. Welcome to our show, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike Horn, I must tell you that thank you so much for remembering all those things I've done.
Yeah, you've done a lot. And I, today, before the show, bought you lunch.
You did.
And it was a salmon salad, salmon on top of a Greek salad. And I must admit, after you finished eating it and enjoying it, you kind of just left everything in my office, just sitting there on the table.
That's what offices are for.
You had a beautiful table there. You didn't throw it in the trash can, or you just left
it
all
there. I was called away to do some very serious things.
What serious things?
Well, you know, I had to have a conversation. I had to confab. You know, I come here. I get here earlier than most people think I do.
You do. You were in very early.
I was here at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
And I like to confab. I like to go over my notes.
Yes.
And I like to see if there's a Kit Kat bar that someone has missed in the refrigerator.
Yeah. And there did.
That's
you get
really
a,
the reason I come
did
in.
Did you
here.
Get a Kit Kat bar?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, good. So that's good. We got a lot to talk about on the show. We got football news coming up, and we got baseball, possibly a walkout on that kind of thing. There's a lot of things here to talk about. How was your week this week? Did you have a good one?
Did I?
Yeah. Did you do anything exciting, fun, good?
Well, you know, I just recovered from, you know, look, you know, people leave in my business here. You know, I'm in the quasi-entertainment business. And so right around a week before Thanksgiving, everybody clears out, and they don't come back until after the Super Bowl. So I'm
seriously?
Yes, that's correct. That's
so this
correct.
Is a lull in motion picture and television.
Yeah, everybody have a great excuse to do nothing anyway, but when the holiday season comes, they all go crazy. They all go crazy. And I must tell you, I must say this to
what?
You, that a good portion of the entertainment industry wings its way to Hawaii for the Christmas holidays.
Hey, they do?
Yes, they do.
So Hawaii's kind of the place to go.
Yeah,
but there's not really a lot of stuff going on then as far as TV series and...
No, everybody's on hiatus and they have a break and, you know, they do what they do.
Kind of like the Rams. The Rams are on break.
Well, they've been on a hiatus for 22 years.
And their football. Anyway, this is the one and only Sports Lounge. That is the gentleman there, Fred Dreyer. So a lot to talk about today. Should tell you that you can follow Fred on Twitter. Sometime down the day show, we're going to be doing some emails for you because we do get them at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. So check it out, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll be back.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Ipsen Biopharmaceuticals.
I'm Dr. Eric Liu, neuroendocrine surgical specialist at the Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers and chief medical advisor for the Healing Net Foundation. Join me in raising awareness about NETs, or neuroendocrine tumors. An estimated 112,000 Americans currently live with gastrointestinal and pancreatic NETs, or GEP NETs. For adult patients with GEP NETs that can't be removed by surgery, one treatment option is Somatuline Depot Lanreotide injection, 120 milligrams. Keep listening for important safety information. And to learn more about GEP-NET treatment options, consult your doctor and visit SomatulineDepot.com. Go to netcancerday.org for more information.
Important safety information. Who should not take Somatuline Depot? Do not take Somatuline Depot if you are allergic to lanreotide. What are the possible side effects of Somatuline Depot? Somatuline Depot may cause serious side effects, including gallstones. Tell your healthcare professional if you get any of these symptoms. Sudden pain in your upper right stomach area, abdomen, sudden pain in your right shoulder or between your shoulder blades, yellowing of your skin and whites of your eyes, fever with chills, nausea, changes in your blood sugar, high blood sugar or low blood sugar. If you have diabetes, test your blood sugar as your healthcare professional tells you to. Your healthcare professional may change your dose of diabetes medicine, slow heart rate, high blood pressure. The most common side effects of Somatuline Depot in people with GEP NETs include stomach area, abdominal pain, muscle and joint aches, vomiting, headache, and pain. Itching, or a lump at the injection site. Somatuline Depot may cause dizziness. If this happens, do not drive a car or operate machinery. What should I tell my healthcare professional before receiving Somatuline Depot? Tell your healthcare professional if you have diabetes or gallbladder, thyroid, heart, kidney, or liver problems. Tell your healthcare professional if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant, as Somatuline Depot may harm your unborn baby. Tell your healthcare professional if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is not known if Somatuline Depot passes into your breast milk. You and your healthcare professional should decide decide if you will take Somatuline Depot or breastfeed. You should not do both. Tell your healthcare professional about all the medicines you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medicines, vitamins, and herbal supplements. Somatuline Depot and other medicines may affect each other, causing side effects. Somatuline Depot may affect the way other medicines work, and other medicines may affect how Somatuline Depot works. Especially, tell your healthcare professional if you take insulin or other diabetes medicines, a cyclosporin, Gengraf, Nerol, or Sandimmune, a medicine called bromocriptine, Parlodel, Cyclocet, or medicines that lower your heart rate, such as beta blockers. Tell your healthcare professional if you have any side effect that bothers you or that does not go away. These are not all the possible side effects of Somatuline Depot. For more information, ask your healthcare professional. You may report side effects to FDA at 1-800-FDA-1088 or Ipsen Biopharmaceuticals, Inc. at 1-888-980-2889. Somatuline Depot is a registered trademark of Ipsen Pharma SAS. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Welcome back to the lounge. It's the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Fred, the all-pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties. I was a little nervous this last weekend. I was watching, was it Kansas City and Denver, and there was a safety scored or something. And I thought, my gosh, it's early on in this game. There could be two safeties in one game, but it did not happen. Your record may stand the test of time.
It's been 43 years and counting.
43 years, yeah, and they were two safeties in the same period.
By one player.
By one player.
That's the key to it.
You are where, and a lot of people don't know.
Nobody's that. Going to get three.
You were on television this last weekend because you, being the all-pro defensive end, you started your career with the New York Giants, almost got hooked in with those New England Patriots, came back, went and had that famous, wonderful career with the Los Angeles Rams. And now that the Los Angeles Rams are back where they belong in Los Angeles, they had you on a local show in Southern California in a very comfortable, easy-looking chair that you sat in, kind of a sofa-type chair.
It was a very nice leather club chair.
Is that what they call that?
They call those club chairs.
Did you get to pick what chair you could sit in?
Yes.
And you picked the club chair.
Well, they were both club chairs, but they wanted me to sit in that one because the cameras had already been set up.
Very good posture. And you're a tall, strapping, good-looking boy. And you're sitting there in this chair, and this Rob Fukuzaki. Fukuzaki was there, one of the great sports guys in L.A.
Very nice guy.
And the nice guy was talking to you, and then not only asking you questions about the game, he asked you, he thought he was going to stump you with Hunter trivia. He asked you questions about what Hunter would say on the old TV show you started.
They'd run clips, and then they'd stop the tape just before I would say the magic words, whatever they were, and say, "What did you say?" And then he would read off three possibilities, and I got all of them.
You got them all, one of which you got upset with a guy who was a reporter. You told him that if he got in your way again, I believe the line was something about you would rip his head off.
No, pull his head off.
Pull his head off. Was that the way Hunter always talks? You would pull his head off?
Yeah, and those were always dynamic scenes.
What do you mean dynamic scenes?
Well, they're always fun. They were always fun scenes.
Pull his head off.
Listen, no lead of any Our Cop show ever did the things we did. Believe me.
Well, that's pretty straightforward language. I'll pull your head off.
Well, what we
I don't believe that's done in the force these days.
Well, what we did. But
maybe it should be.
Most actors play plot. You know, instead of playing their character, what would you do in this situation? It calls for you in the script to run down the alley, shoot, climb up on the roof, fight, and then get in a fight, and then either
throw the guy off the roof,
which is always my choice, to throw him off,
That was your preference?
Shoot him or cuff him and then take him down in the elevator. You know, and those types of scenes were usually act breaks. And usually the second act break or the third act break. But the point being is that in those types of scenes,
yes,
I always had the choice to have fun with ending the scene the way I wanted to end it. And sometimes, if the guy was really a bad guy, I'd throw him off the roof.
Right.
Because he deserved it.
And that happened. I don't remember you cuffing and taking very many people down an elevator. Maybe a female bad person.
I used to say, let me pound him, cuff him,
then threw him off the building. And they said,
no. Yeah. You can't cuff him and then throw him off the roof.
And we always had, expert supervisors from the police department.
Did you really?
So yeah, Tom Hazleton was one, and he would be standing off to the side, make sure everything was done according to, it wasn't cowboys and Indians, that it was straight police procedure. You have to frame all the things that you want to do within the police procedure aspect of confronting and arresting and shooting. Doing people.
So you had expert people
so
from
I
the
said,
department.
I'd say
to
Tom,
them.
Tom, yeah. Can I punch him out? Yeah. Can I shoot him and wing him? Yeah. That's right. You can do that. I said, can I cuff him and then maybe throw him off the building? No, you can't do that.
Did you have our security guard out here, Officer Larry? Was he also one of your the guys on the show? He seems to know you quite well. Was he one of the guys you went to for advice? The security guard out here, Officer Larry.
Out in the front?
Yeah.
I never knew Officer Larry.
You didn't know him? Okay.
No, I never knew
one of the guys there on the show.
I wish I had.
Anyway, so you nail all three.
He looked like he knows a lot.
You would nail all three of Hunter
say? I tried to give the network their notes. The notes would say, Fred, this is a family show. I said it's a 10 o'clock show on Saturday night.
You get people, a little rough a little bit, right?
All the guys stay home because they want to see me throw a guy off the roof.
That's right.
So I said, let me throw him off the roof.
This is perfect.
Anyway.
So did your football days, obviously, your gruffness and you being the all-pro defensive end, that helped you develop maybe the character of Hunter to be a little more gruffer than your average police guy?
Yeah, but as I got into the show as an actor, as I started progressing into the show and understanding the role and feeling free to move around in it.
Getting your identity.
I started doing different things. I would read a script and they get ready to shoot the script start that script maybe in 3 days. And I'd read it and I'd say, I don't know how I want, there's two scenes here that I don't really don't know what I want to do with it yet. So you would kind of sit on it and think about it. And then you start shooting it. And then you realize, I think I've made my mind. I am going to throw him off a building. And then I would tell.
In other words, do you to this day still think in terms of what Fred Dreyer would do in a situation and maybe what Rick Hunter would do?
Well, see, them being one and the same,
right.
I get to have fun
as to,
playing with that choice.
But Rick Hunter's a little different than Fred Dreyer. I mean, Hunter is like police guy.
Yeah.
Carries
packs.
Yeah.
I mean, I might wait for a guy. Fred Dreyer might wait for a guy and then sneak up behind him and push him off a building. But, Rick Hunter has to read him his rights and, show him his badge.
Go through everything. That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was pretty good. So anyways, it was very good. And you got them all right. And you were sitting in that chair and you looked like you had fun. They have a live studio audience on that show.
Yeah, they do.
And they seemed pretty excited about you. Did you? Yeah. They gave away a football that was signed. Did you sign the football?
I did not sign the football.
Oh, I would have had you sign it.
Well, I don't know who signed it.
I think Rob signed it.
Rob. Sherman Oaks Rob.
Yeah. He went ahead and signed it in there. And I think Officer Larry also did something on it, too. Listen, we got a lot to talk about on the show today. There may be a potential, maybe a strike.
Baseball.
Baseball lockout coming
out. I hope so.
You know,
I hope so. You know, here's the other thing. You'll never hear that the National Football League Players Association is striking.
Why not?
Because they're cowards and because they've been delivered. They've been delivered to the owners we're gonna pay you a lot of money for you not to complain about anything. So, okay.
So the owners pay the players a lot of money to not complain.
They pay them. They tell D. Maurice Smith, the head of the Players Association, they tell him, I want you to deliver the players on this 5-year collective bargaining agreement, and I don't want any problems. Can you do that? And just to make sure that we all understand, there's an extra $1 million for you.
Really?
Yes. So this is how this stuff works. This is what's happened to the National Football League. This is why
no strikes.
This
isn't
is why it's a criminal cabal.
Because
they're telling the representatives, don't fight for a better retirement package. And whatever you do, don't give ex-players any money whatsoever. And they've done that. And I could go all day long. I get real hot about it.
You're getting hot right now.
It's a travesty what they've done, not only to the players, the ex-players, but the sport itself. It's terrible.
We'll continue straight ahead. It's The Lounge, one and only Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn from CRN, The Sports Lounge.
come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items, plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the Lounge, our holiday edition. We should be getting some holiday music here for you. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
You know, I can hum a couple of real snappy Christmas tunes.
When you were in grade school many years ago.
I skipped grade school, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, I went right into...
Come on.
I went right into grammar school.
Well, did you at the grammar school then, did you ever, did you sing at a Christmas program where your parents would come and watch you, maybe little Freddie Dreyer?
Let me tell you what I did.
Singing a Christmas carol with the out of character.
1969.
Okay, 69. That's in that grade school.
I was on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, wow.
And I sang, "All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front
Now, Teeth." Wait, hold on a second. 69, was that a big year? Was that the year you were in the Super Bowl?
No. 60.
Oh, 69. You were at the 69. That goes back.
I was a rookie with the New York Giants.
And so you were on Ed Sullivan's show. How did you get on there as a rookie?
Because it was the Jets and the Giants, a handful of players from each team that showed up at Ed's stage, and Ed came out.
Right here in our space.
And said, "Really, so good to see all of you."
And it was Ed Sullivan
and then they divvied up. They all sang this, "All I Want for Christmas Is My Two." And so I was the individual because I had two broken front teeth.
Oh, from the game, huh?
Well, from being a kid.
Oh, I see. So you had two broken front teeth.
So anyway, my teeth had not been fixed yet. But in 69, I had two broken teeth.
And so
he says, "Why don't you, tall fellow,
Is that what he called you? He didn't call you Fred. He called you tall fellow.
He didn't know who anybody was.
So he said, well, he's a tall fellow.
He came out with two tissues in his collar.
Well, because of the makeup, right?
Yeah. And he was as stiff as a board. He was just moving around. He was gliding. He was so wooden.
He was very stiff.
It looked like someone had put wheels on an Indian totem pole.
Right here on our stage.
That's right. And they came, as he walked in, we heard him. He was talking before he entered into the room.
And you heard him.
Yeah. Where are they? Where are the Giants? Jets here too. Man, we all looked over and just a beat. He walked through the door and he was, you know, he's not a very tall man.
No, not Ed.
But we all went over and said, hey, Ed, you're really great. We really love you and everything. And how was Elvis? Splendid fellow, Elvis. Splendid. And so we said, let's get this all squared away and let's get everybody all lined up. And then we're going to come out. You're going to be live on our stage singing All I Want for Christmas. And the tall fellow there, why don't you take the solo? And I did.
Wow. So you
got the
solo.
Me and Ed.
You bonded with him.
Very much so.
On YouTube? I've never seen that show up. Is that available somewhere we could find a clip of?
You know, that's a good idea.
I'm sure
you could December. Let's see, how would I?
Have a listener Ed out Sullivan, there can find it. Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan show. Jets, Giants.
Game that week.
No. Jets, Giants, December. Christmas Carol.
Christmas Carol. And put it on there.
Jets-Giants
game.
Yeah.
And you sang out there.
That's a game. It was after the game.
Oh, it was after the game.
Yeah.
After the game. Your headsets are falling off. Usually you wear those over the top of your head.
Well,
you like to actually put them behind your head.
Well, I like to sit on them. But I hate these things. I just hate them.
Now you look great.
I look like I should be.
And so was it great?
Sky King. Remember that show, Sky King?
You're going down memory lane with about 10 people out there saying, oh, yeah, I remember that one. And
with his niece, Penny. And they had a German Shepherd. And they had a big ranch out somewhere in Wyoming. And they'd fly this twin prop plane.
Cessna.
And he would come by and he would dip his wings and the dog would bark and Penny would go.
It was a kid show. It was Sky King.
Yeah, but it was great. But it was great.
And then Ed Sullivan, for those of you millennials out there, did this show Sunday night on CBS. He was a reporter or a reviewer for the New York Daily News and he would host a variety show and everybody was on it. You know, all the great stars, comedians, actors would be on, people from Broadway would be on, and of course sports figures from
great
time to time.
Great variety show.
And
great
you were on
show.
It and Ed Sullivan sounded like this.
Right now, here on our show, the Jets and the Giants, they'll be not going to be playing football. They're going to be singing. We'll be right back.
It's good.
Right now on our show.
And he had that little puppet, Topo Gigio, would come on.
Little time mouse.
Yeah, Eddie, how are you? Eddie, and he would talk to the little puppet.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kids loved it.
Yeah,
it was a simpler time
It was a great show. And that it was part of my childhood, and every once in a while you'll see it on TV. They'll do
look
some
it up.
Reruns, but it's great.
And it was
all of it.
Black and white for many years, beautifully done in black and white.
Yeah, I loved it in the '50s. My mom, she just said, "All right, I'll let you stay."
What sort of TV did you have? Did you have a Zenith?
I had a Hoffman.
No way. We had a Hoffman.
I had a Hoffman.
With the Easy Vision, the green glass on the front?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's you and I really bought it.
No,
really?
The
Hoffman?
The television was about an 11-inch screen.
Yeah, we had a 21-inch. But something happened. It got squished at the bottom, so everybody's feet kind of, there was a fold over on the bottom. So Ed Sullivan had a real long head and very tiny feet, but it was still quite watchable.
That might have been a kinescope.
Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. He is the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one game, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the legend in the lounge. the star of Hunter, Land's End. He was on Agent X just this last year and also on Crisis, and he is with us now. Let's talk a little football here if we can. First, Colin Kaepernick. This guy came close to winning, but he was wearing, wasn't he wearing a Castro T-shirt at some point and got the Miami fans all bunched
up? Well, the T-shirt had a picture of Castro and facing Malcolm X.
Kaepernick.
It was a duel off. He chose to wear the shirt, right?
Yeah.
And this was, you know, before Castro died.
Oh, okay. I see.
Right.
All right.
But still at his press conference, he still had this T-shirt on with Castro and Malcolm X.
And a lot of people are upset in Miami, especially around the country, because they fled Cuba because of all the atrocities and things that were going on there. So they left out. And here's this guy wearing this thing with Fidel Castro.
And Malcolm X.
And Malcolm X on the front.
And he made stupid comments that, you know, Castro's was tremendous with his educational system and, you know, just preposterous things that inflamed everybody. And he was in Miami when he did this. And people are extremely upset, and it's embarrassing. And he keeps making these transgressions, and there isn't anybody in the league, again, as we say, there's not a commissioner, there isn't a coach, there isn't an owner of the 49ers that will tell this guy to shut his mouth and play football and start winning some games. And that's the one thing he should be doing, and stop trying to give people the impression that he's one of these evolved liberals that knows something that we all don't know.
Right. And so this, you know, if it's one thing if the team was winning, but the 49ers have won like one game against the Rams.
They have a 10-game losing streak,
yeah,
which is the worst streak in the history of that franchise.
Wow, that was some great teams out of the San Francisco area.
And believe
too.
Me, the Rams,
Montana,
the Rams, 49ers games, the rivalry was terrific.
Yeah, it was. It was always great. You really got up for a game.
Yeah, it was great.
When the Rams were gone, I was a 49er fan at the same time. I still don't know if I'm a Ram fan. There's some problems there, too, because Eric Dickerson says he's never going to go to another Rams game as long as Jeff Fisher is the coach.
Well.
And part of this, I guess, has to do with Britney Spears, because Eric Dickerson, playing in your era with the Rams, as both of you legends, revealed that it was Jeff Fisher who called him up and told him the team doesn't want him on the sidelines at games.
Which is not true.
It's not true, right?
That wasn't true.
Okay, so it was over public criticism that Eric has made about the team. Apparently, Britney Spears is saying, Fisher apparently tried to tell Eric he wanted more positivity, more positive thoughts from sideline VIPs like Eddie George and Britney Spears, who were on the sidelines at the Rams practice earlier in the month. And Eric Dickerson didn't like that. He said, I'm thinking in my mind, I don't give a dang about Britney Spears. Anyway, all this was said on the Jason Smith show on another sports network.
Yep.
And Britney Spears, Dickerson said, Britney Spears don't know anything about football. She can run a 47 gap. I like Britney Spears too, but I don't care about no Britney Spears. I don't want to hear that crap. So apparently there's some stuff going on. The Rams are having some problems getting a win. I mean,
they don't have a very good team. And it's difficult.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
If you don't have a very good team to begin with and you don't have a established quarterback,
right,
you got a problem.
And so you got this new quarterback in there who seems to be doing okay. And, the other guy was doing all right as well, too. He wasn't able to call his plays. It's just there's not a lot of receivers available, and there's not
game. It's a terrible offense.
Yeah. There's nobody to throw to.
Well, and when they do, a lot of times they drop the balls.
Yeah.
You know? And you can't get Todd Gurley going because you got 11 guys playing at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and they're saying they're going to give it to Gurley, and so they just pounce on Gurley.
Well, here's what it is. They rely on the defense to keep them in games, and if they're close, they rely on them to win the game for them, get a sack, a fumble, a touchdown, that type of thing. And it's a boring team. When you watch what they do, there's no imagination. They don't. If you have a handicap like a quarterback, You do things that you speed up the offense. You know, you have multiple formations. You know, you do a lot of things. You do odd man lines. You know, overshifts. You run two tight ends, three tight ends, and you do something to help break loose the middle of the field and give the quarterback, some completions that are 5, 10, and 15 yards down the field
right.
to start moving the offense.
Right.
And they
it's just not happening.
Well, they don't do that.
Now, the Rams COO, Kevin Demoff, says he was hinting that Jeff Fisher may be back for next season.
Well, he has to say that.
He's got one more year. He's got a five-year contract, and Jeff Fisher's got one more year on
He's
it,
got
right?
one more year. Yeah. After this.
After this year, right?
Yeah, after this year. Yeah, after
and
this
it's year. Just it's a little frustrating. I don't know. It's just we're going to have to see what happens.
Well, he's going to be – think of this. He's had a five-year contract.
Right.
He's gone through three. He's in the middle of the fourth one.
Right.
He's got one more contract, one more year on his contract left. So, therefore, he's a lame duck if you don't make a decision quickly. You can't – if he's going to be your coach before this season is up, you got to say, we're extending him two more years.
Exactly.
You have to.
Now, if you want to comment on some of these things that Fred Dreyer talks about, you can reach Fred on social media, on the Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can also email Fred, and that's a simple one. It's just Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer.
We get a lot of those, by the way.
Do you get those at crntalk.com?
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Maryland Butterfamous Holiday Ham with the sight of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, holidays are crazy. I have sales to promote, clients to thank.
Well, Staples is your holiday printing headquarters with fast turnaround on banners and signs, and cards and invitations are now 20% off our already low prices.
Staples guy, how did you know that's what I wanted? I dropped some hints, but I never expected to actually get it.
Glad you like it.
It's perfect.
Turn year-end stress into holiday success with 20% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 12/24/16. Prices shown may reflect discounts. See associate for details.
You heard it at the holiday party. A cough. A big, loud, juicy cough. Then Cheryl coughed all over the luncheon. Who else saw that? Apparently no one, because one by one they're a feverish mess. But when it comes your way, you're ready, because you got a flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they spend their holiday sniffling at Santa, you'll be tasting every flavor in Grandma's stuffing. It's not too late. Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We'll be right back.
the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only sports extravaganza, the genius of sports, the all-pro defensive end, the sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game, one and only Fred Dreyer, and the acting legend here with us. So we don't talk much basketball. What do you think about the season so far?
Which one? College?
Yeah, pro? College and pro.
College, pro?
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in the Lakers. It's interesting.
Why?
Because what you're seeing is a team trying to find itself together without Kobe.
Yeah, well, Kobe's gone
now.
Yeah,
of course. And that's a huge. You don't know what a problem that is until he's gone. You know him. You know what I mean?
Well, there's politics in sports. Here's something that is going to probably upset you. This I-Man Schubert is not going to visit Donald Trump in the White House if the Cavaliers win a title. Now, here, they haven't even won a title. But if they do, he's not going to go and see Donald Trump. He called Donald Trump crazy, said he would not visit the White House if the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA Finals this season.
Good. Now, if I'm the owner of the Cavaliers,
what do you do?
I tell him, you're not going. So don't show up at the airplane. I do not want you accompanying me and representing this organization as a jackass that you are. So get out.
Wow. I agree. These players are nuts. It's like politics.
They don't know anything. It'd be one thing if they had a conversation in them, but none of them have a conversation in them.
Russell Westbrook and the Oklahoma City Thunder, he went four straight triple doubles. So this guy's been kind of on fire a little bit. It's a pretty interesting basketball season.
Yeah, team's going nowhere, you know, because they're the big dog left.
Yeah, well, hockey is coming up, and you have been seen at a couple of Los Angeles Kings games.
Who saw me?
I don't know, but it's been reported on the show people saw you there, and you're starting to kind of get into hockey. You're starting to get a little camaraderie
yeah.
with that
yeah,
whole thing.
I'm eating more popcorn downstairs.
Is that what's going on?
Hey, I tell you something. I mentioned this, you know, on the earlier program I did today.
What'd you say?
I just said, you know, I believe that the U.S. American hockey fan.
Yes.
Certainly here in Los Angeles and probably down in Anaheim is the most well-behaved, respectful sports community I've ever seen.
So you've watched baseball games, you've watched football games, basketball games, soccer games, you name it, you've seen it. Bowling tournaments, I'm sure you've been many of those.
I've seen some rowdy bowling tournaments, boy.
And you say that when watching hockey, you're saying
here,
hockey,
yeah, my experience,
just in Southern California, and it seems like there's a lot of families there, don't they?
There's a lot of families. There's a lot of very young people, men and women, who are very respectful. They're having a lot of fun. They all are wearing, ski caps and.
Well, I don't know if they're all wearing.
Ski caps. They are a huge amount of them are wearing
ski caps.
Absolutely.
Really? Do they bring their poles?
Well, it's cold down there.
Well, it's cooler. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And it's date night, and they're all having a great time.
Well, no, that's the kiss cam you're looking at.
No. It's date night. You know, a lot of guys with their girlfriends are there, and there's a lot of great people there. And when you go at the break, you know, if you go downstairs or something, you know, at the break between the periods, you get to mingle with people. Certainly when they're coming in, you know, before the game,
right?
They're very well behaved.
Yeah, it's good. It is fun. It's a good group. That's kind of fun. Now, baseball, we should get into that this week, too. This lockout possibility on, the baseball contract expires here at the beginning of the December. It expired. And so what's going on here? It might lock these guys out if they can't reach an agreement, the baseball players?
Well, I'm
what
all...
What would you do if you're, again, handing up the National League?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the argument is specifically. But it's always about something. And here's what it usually is. I know what it is in pro football. I know how pathetic and cowardly all concerned are in that manner. But, you know, baseball, they've got the best union in all of sports.
They do? Really?
They've got the best union. And they might have one of the best unions in the United States.
Really?
Yes. And that's because it was set up correctly by Marvin Miller years ago in the 70s. He came right in and just said, let me set this up for you, and I'll organize you guys, and you guys will be bulletproof if you, like the founding fathers would say to the American people,
right.
If you take care of your rights and you behave correctly, and you'll have a great union for as long as you have it.
So it's a good union. The two sides, the owners are saying that if the two sides can't reach an agreement, the owners will consider voting to lock out the players. This could be something else. During the season, there was a little concern that a strike or a lockout would occur, but now it looks like it could be something going on. We'll see.
Well, look, I think every once in a while you have to test it. And I think this is part of, a little bluster talk, and you have to test it. And, they might say, okay, we're going to strike, and to see if, you poke it to see if it's what you think it is.
Yeah. Hey, some fallout on the Chicago Cubs, big win after 100+ years. The Cubs have to pay the city $400,000 for cleanup and repairs.
They should.
After their victory rally that they had.
Should. Yeah, they should.
Cubs are being billed $388,000 for cleanup and repairs. 5 million people believed to have turned out for the huge party. And, since 1908, they haven't had a party like this in Chicago. The money, by the way, back when they had the party back in 1908, the Cubs were charged $5 to get things fixed up. Now,
well, what about the cow? Kelsey's cow?
That's correct. The money's going to go towards repairs of Grant Park after it was apparently ruined by the Jubilant Celebration. They're going to have grading and aeration, addition of topsoil and sand. There's missing grass there at Hutchinson Field.
Wait a minute, missing grass?
Yeah, somebody took the grass out of there. It's going to have to regrow it and replaced. Landscaping repair. I'm telling you, hey, it's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Check him out here each and every week. He is the man. Stay with us. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only legend of football and acting, Fred Dreyer. We get emails here. What do you got on the email list there, Fred?
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We have a lot of people that have really responded beautifully. And we have Margaret Briscoe, John Schlater, Scott Fine, 60 Gasor.
Who is that?
60, S-I-X-T-E, G-A-S-O-R-E.
What does 60 Gasor have
and
to say?
She says, I watched Death Before Dishonor, which is a movie I did in Israel in 1986. I'll tell you about that. It's a really interesting situation. When I was 11 years old, I'm now 29 years of age, and I still watch it. I love it so much. Sandy Cushman Passarelli. I watch the reruns every day, Hunter reruns, on H&I.
Where do those, on H&I, is that where it runs?
Yeah.
Pull that microphone down a little lower.
That's Heroes and, Heroes and Icons.
Heroes and Icons? H&I, Heroes and Icon Network. Yeah. They do run the Hunter show there.
Yes, that's right.
Who else?
Ashley Marie. Fred, how do we get an autographed picture? Please tell me.
How do you do that? There's been a lot of people emailing you for autographed
pictures. I know. And it's,
Do you have any?
Do we need to get some? We have to get, I have email that they can go to, and we'll get all that stuff set up. And
you're going to redo your website, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing a lot of stuff.
What's
folks.
Your website and, that you're working and, on?
What do you mean?
Is freddreyer.com? Is that what your website is? It, are you going to have a new official website? I know it's under construction.
Well, I think
it's, right?
One of them is going to be Sultan of Safety. Is one of them.
Oh, Sultan of Safeties. That's good.
Sultan of Safeties.
Now, they can follow you on Twitter, and they should do that, Fred_Dreyer. They can follow you on Facebook.com/ The Real Fred Dreyer. And they can send you emails because we'd like to get to those each and every week. FredDreyer@crntalk.com. Welcome back to the lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So anyway, so this the Cubs being billed $388,000 for cleanup and repairs after their fans' World Series rally, and they had repairs would include grading, aeration, and addition of topsoil and sand. There's missing grass at the lower Hutchinson Field is going to need to be regrown and the sod replaced. Going to be landscaping repair work as due to be completed in the next few weeks. And there's the president of the Grant Park Conservatory, Bob O'Neill, said the Cubs rally was an amazing celebration for Chicago and one that showcase Grant Park, but there's not that much left, I guess, of the park.
Is that President Grant?
No, this I don't know. Could be. He said, I think that's great that Grant Park is dead center for celebrations. It's just that we have to improve the park even more so. He was quoted in the Chicago Tribune. So this was a really big deal. Now, this is good. The Cubs, for so many years, not that they were able to have the celebrations since 1908, really something. Now, Christmas is coming up. You were talking during the break about you want to have a car with the gas cap and the taillight. What are you talking
about? Well, 56 and 57, the Chevrolets, GMC, General Motors, Chevrolet, actually. They decided that they're going to put the gas cap in the rear light, the left rear light.
And in the 1957 Chevrolet.
Yeah, and it
Those
was
kind
one
of the boxy cars.
Well,
boxy.
They had the 56
well, the 55
was,
and 56 were the same.
They were boxy. They were a little boxy.
They had the fins.
But the 57s was the first year of the fins,
yes.
57.
Yeah.
So, you know, in 57, you know, they did a lot of stuff with fins. 57, 58, and 59, they had fins. And then the
gas tank to get to was in the taillight in the 57
Yeah, and you have to go back, and it was very well blended and beautifully engineered. And you just turn it. The thing would just pop out on
and
a spring.
Gas cap
and there's the gas cap. You'd stick it in there. It was so much fun to
I have
put
an old
53
Mercury, and the gas cap is behind the license plate. You pull the license plate down.
Uh-huh.
And I had a locking gas cap, and you take that off, and you fill the tank right there in the back of the car.
Yeah.
That's where I like it, not in the taillight. Taillight, you know, too easy to hit the taillight and break the glass or something, or, you know, maybe a spark caused some kid's pumping the brake inside while you're filling it with gas and it blows up.
I don't think that's true at all.
Could happen. I don't know. Baseball news. So you were talking a few weeks back,
yeah.
About trade rumors and everything like that. They're saying the Dodgers, one of their priorities is to try to keep Justin Turner, their third baseman.
Yeah. Well,
and along with Rich Hill and Kenley Jansen, I agree. They need to keep Turner and Jansen. Those guys are key to their success.
Well, they need to keep Hill because they have no pitching.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, the old ex-Dodger, Alex Guerrero, wasn't he like a phenom that they thought was going to be one of the Cuban all-stars? He was an infielder.
Yeah.
He has signed a deal with the Japan Chinichiri Dragons. He's going to be playing for them.
The Dragons? He's with the Dragons now?
Yeah, he's going to have the Japan Central League. It's a $1.3 million
deal. You should make them competitors now.
So, anyway, and the Dodgers are engaged in ongoing processes with Major League Baseball regarding the team's compliance with their debt service rule. They've got some problems on that thing.
Well, they're $50 million over, aren't they?
Yeah. They got
a big problem. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they go on an austerity movement here in the next 2 or 3 years. To get rid of these existing players, keep enough of veterans around like Kenley Jansen and Gonzalez and these guys, to keep them around while they bring up their young people. They've got, in the next 2 to 3 years, they have a lot of young players on schedule to come up to the big leagues.
That's good. I'm telling you, we cover it all here. Baseball, we cover football, basketball, hockey, even bowling. You had mentioned some tournaments you were at.
Yeah, I have to tell you, some great, great bowling moments.
Do you bowl, by the way? Have you bowled?
Highest I bowled was 266.
Wow. That's pretty darn good.
Not too bad.
That's pretty good. Let me give you some facts here for Fred Dreyer. You got to follow him because we love doing the show with you every week. Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. You can follow him on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And the emails that we have to get to next week on the show, the emails, got to get to those. And that's Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, at crntalk.com. Always join us here on The Lounge.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
The
smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to the lounge, the sports lounge, with Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. This is normally our segment, Fred, where neighbor Paul stops by, and he's not here today.
You want to explain why he's not here?
He's moving.
Yeah.
What did you do something to tick him off? Because you and he were like good
neighbors. Well, we were neighbors. That's why I call him neighbor Paul. But he lived right down the street from me, and now he sold his house, so he's no longer my neighbor.
That's terrible.
But he's still our good neighbor.
Did he sell to good people? You know, aren't you kind of a little apprehensive to make sure that the new person is as good as neighbor Paul was?
I understand that he's got his eyes, focused on Orange County.
Really?
Yeah. He wants to move to Orange County, of course. Of course. He couldn't be further away from us if he did that.
That's all right. It's whatever makes him happy. It's going to be a nice. What do you got plans? Any good things for this week?
This week,
yeah.
I'm going to see my cousin this weekend with my brother. My brother.
You
and
met.
I are
well, hold
see
on a
cousin.
Second. For Thanksgiving, you went with your cousin, and
yes.
So you're going to do that again.
Yes, I'm going. No,
this is good.
Now I'm going down to Torrance, actually, to Rolling Hills, to see my cousin Tom and Linda, and then we're going to have a good time, and then we'll figure it out. I gotta find a new cigar store. The other one.
What happened?
Well, they're both, two of them are going out of business.
I'm looking at a place. There's a new cigar store that may want to work with you, but they might have to mail order the stuff. They're on the East Coast.
That's all right.
And you're a big cigar guy.
I know what to tell them to send me.
What are your favorite cigars? Seriously, what are you?
Well, Hoyo de Monterey.
What is it? Hoyo de Monterey.
Yeah. And then, I like La Gloria Cubana.
La Gloria Cubana?
Very good cigar.
I dated her in high school.
Yeah. H. Upman is a very good cigar.
H. Upman, I went to, that was one of the...
Tetuaje is a very good cigar.
I caught that once, Tetuaje.
Well, you got to be careful.
Yeah, because it's bad. And H. Upman was somebody I used to buy stocks and bonds from. H. Upman and Company.
No.
Wasn't it? E.F.H. Upman? Wasn't E.F.H. Upman and Company?
But there's a lot of cigars out there that are just terrific. And... I don't like Cohibas and Ashtons. Ashtons are a little cardboardy.
That's okay. All right, we got to get out of here because we always do this show every week. We love it when people are here. Yeah. Don't forget Fred_Dreyer on Twitter, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, I got to find some cigars or I'm in trouble.
We'll see you next week.